back in my hometown, man. I've been all around missing you guys a lot. Really glad I wasn't shot. Saw a lot of pretty sights and even took too short. Like, landed one on my feet. First time ever, it was neat. Bum, bum, beat, dun, dun, dun. Bum, bum, beat, dun, 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 dun. Bum, bum, beat, beat. Little sis.
In the city, studied Spanish, lived with families, rode the bus.
After a while, felt like Casas belonged to us.
Had a weekend visit from Mr. President and Pat. Rode a boat side in a sauna, and the boys got whistled at.
Ate a lot of cobbler, cake, and ice cream.
Those malaria pills gave us all weird dreams.
Climbed a volcano in a tornado. But I was joking about the tornado. Bum, bum, dun, dun, bum, bum, beat, dun, 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 bum, bum, beep, beep, beep.
Found out one of us had a bun in the oven.
Thank you. They're married, though. They just didn't see it coming.
Didn't want to say goodbye. All of us complaining. But we knew that it was best for baby Layman.
Spent a week doing service in SMSJ.
And our host gave us caldo every day.
Personal hygiene went out the door. Forget showering. I don't do that no more. Got really sick, but it wasn't the flu. Heard the guards' whistles go, woo, woo.
Not woo, woo. On free travel, we got some bikes and some other sweet stuff. Oh, wait, psych! Rode them bikes up a hill.
View was great, what a thrill.
Saw a lot of clear blue water, felt wet sand between our toes. Some just tan, some went snorkeling, some became Novios. Didn't take no crap from no one, but we gave a lot away. Stopped the bus because 12 of us had diarrhea that day.
Almost 100 degrees in Nicaragua every day.
If you're sitting or you're standing, you're just sweating anyway.
Witness for peace, steady coffee and for trade, got the tour of Maquila. Man, the U.S. has it made because they just ship all the jobs that they don't want down to those countries, and they don't treat them fairly, and they give them poor wages, and they just kind of, you know, give us a really good deal, and we don't really treat them very good. Sorry, I love this.
Met up with John and Lars in El Salvador.
Imagine all that biking, man. Their butts must be sore.
Saw them making alfombras with dust and flowers in the street, but then the Andes came by and trampled them under their feet. Feels good,
good
to
be
back.
Back.
Lots of catching up to do. We have a lot of good stories we'd love to share with you.
We'll miss our host families, tortillas, beans, and oranges, new adventures every day, and cool.
What rhymes with oranges? That's it, and that's all.
Bienvenidos y bienvenidas, todos y todas. Welcome to our Latin American cross-cultural chapel. It's a delight to be back in the EMU community. This morning will be just a peek into what we have experienced in Latin America, and I hope you will have the opportunity to spend more significant time in conversation with members of this group. We are all excited to begin sharing with you this morning, as we have many stories and experiences from this semester that have shaped us and will continue to form us as we process all that we saw and experienced. We invite you to join us as we share our memories and learnings, looking back on a wonderful semester.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning with thanks. We praise you for the experiences, the relationships formed, and the many blessings you've given us this semester. We thank you for the opportunity to travel in Central America and the chance we have now to share it with friends and family. Lord, we ask you to come into this place and bless our time this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
January 10th, 2009. I woke up this morning and read the cards for my mom and nieces. They gave them to me to open on my birthday. All of them were creatively homemade. It was nice to have a part of them here with me. I then got up and ready for the day. As usual, I was the first one up. I am definitely coming to see the difference in understandings of time. I often find that I'm early, at least these couple of times. Well, I went back to my room and was just putting stuff away when I heard a knock at the door. I figured it was probably my sister Melanie coming to let me know that it was time to leave. But when I opened the door, the whole family was standing outside singing happy birthday to me in English. Afterwards, they all gave me warm hugs while rubbing their tired eyes. It meant so much to me to have them care that much. My eyes got a little watery. I am coming to see how important relationships are here in Guatemala. The families are a big deal, and ever since I came to live with this one, they have welcomed me as one of their own.
Camera, action!
So, right behind me is the volcano Fuego.
It is 6:40 p.m., January 31st, 2009, and we just saw lava come out of this beautiful volcano. It's so awesome. It was red, just like in the movies. We saw it, like, flick up in the sky, and it was awesome.
Ode to a corte. Ah, the corte, the most magnificent of all fabric creations. 8 square yards of wearable color. Beautiful, durable, functional. So much more than a skirt. A table and a napkin. A basket for shelled corn. Sleepwear and a sleeping bag. Pillow and mattress. Curtain and changing room. Portable bathroom. A blocking aid in a soccer game. A towel after washing hair in a river. The corte can also be worn anywhere. Up a muddy mountain trail, across a stream, over a barbed wire fence, down a sinkhole, into a cave, in the house, the outhouse, and the bushes, to a tree nursery and a rabbit cage construction site, through the forest and the milpa, during art camps and long conversations in the sunshine, while fetching water, picking berries, and leading goats. A girl is dressed for every occasion, and she's ready to meet any challenge, as long as she's wearing her corte.
One of the most memorable, exciting, growth-inducing experiences of the semester was the transportation. The tuk-tuk was by far the least familiar and at first, but became one of our most favorite forms of transportation. For those of you who don't know what a tuk-tuk is, it is basically a three-wheeled go-kart with a roof, and in Central America is painted bright red. And as it's driving down the streets, it makes a little tuk-tuk sound. The many different forms of transportation led to many different stories and inspired this song written by Ingrid Johnson, Christina Harmon, and me, Elisa Troyer.
Journal entry from April 19th, 2009. The Coffee Finca. In April, we visited several coffee farms in Nicaragua. The small village of La Corona was set out in the countryside along the fertile mountainsides. Coffee forms a major sector of the exports from Nicaragua and other Central American countries. A local farmer gave us a tour of his farm, where the coffee is grown. This family uses an elaborate process of irrigation and composting fertilizer on their organic farm. Besides coffee, they raise cocoa, bananas, peppers, and mangoes. This farm is part of a larger cooperative that is certified for free trade organic production. This gives them a chance to compete for better income. Our journey confirmed some of the issues we studied in class. Fair trade brings new hope to the local communities through better education, working conditions, and organic, environmentally friendly production. However, despite large coffee exports, the crop does not provide sufficient income for small farmers. Rather, families need to supplement their income with other garden plants harvested throughout the year, such as beans, rice, corn, and tomatoes. These products are sold in the market for a fair price, and the family also uses the food for their meals. The work of the coffee farms provides jobs for many workers in Nicaragua, Guatemala, and Honduras. The coffee grown in Nicaragua comes from the Arabic line of coffee beans. Different factors affecting the workers are supply, demand, and price of coffee products. By purchasing coffee from one of the fair trade organic cooperatives, our group became aware of the impact we have as consumers. The extra cost to us translates into a better living for those who do not have the same opportunities that we have.
Semana Santa was one of the most meaningful experiences for me on this cross-cultural. We got up at 2 in the morning on Good Friday to see the alfombras being made and the start of the processions. The alfombras are literally rugs put on the ground made out of colored sawdust and flowers and pine needles. The processions are large floats carried by people, and they have statues of Mary and Jesus on them. We watched this tiny old lady work on a huge design with flowers and pine needles. Several times a junk person nearly staggered onto her artwork, but there was always someone to pull them back safely. See, it's grave taboo to set foot on the alfombras before the processions had walked on it. At about 3 in the morning, carriers started coming around and lining up. Small children came by with Jesus' sentence written on banners. Then came the statues. 80 men had to carry this 2.5-ton float. For them, a time of penance and asking forgiveness. Seeing Jesus' tortured eyes from above created such a sense of awe in me. I felt connected to these people like I hadn't yet experienced. There was also a procession of a grieving Mary carried by women. The day was full of activities. Then that night we had a Good Friday service. We confessed our sins on little papers, then burnt them. We washed each other's feet and sang songs. The music was punctuated by weeping. I don't think I saw a dry eye. I couldn't even sing. It was so powerful, thinking of the awesome sacrifice that he had made for us.
Jim and Ann, we just want to take this opportunity to publicly thank you for all you have done for us this semester. Your leadership, advice, and listening ears have helped make this semester one we will always remember and treasure. And your gift is going to be given to you later as a group.
And Lauren and Pat, I haven't been able to locate you out there in the crowd, but I don't know how many of you know, over here, okay, will you come up for a second? I'll stand in front of the mic. They came down to, when we were in Santiago Atitlan one weekend, fairly early on in our trip, they came down and visited us. And that was a really special time for all of us to feel some sense of connection to the EMU community that we were missing so much. And that was, yeah, it was just a really great time to spend with them. So as a token of our appreciation, we have three bags of, it's green coffee for your roasting pleasure, because we know that that's something that you enjoy. So thank you so much for making that a really special time for us.